We are up to Masech and Nazir Dav Heim at Aleph, 5 lines on the top. We're talking about Nazir Olam, which was Avshalom, and we had 3 opinions as to how often they're allowed to take a haircut. Nazir Shimshon has a chumrah, you can never take a haircut. Avshalom took a haircut either once every year, or Korban on the Roi once a month, and according to Rabbi Yossi, every Friday he took a haircut. That's a Nazir. That's right. According to Rashi, this machlekes is only regarding Avshalom, but everyone agrees when it comes to all other Nazir Olams, every 30 days take a haircut. Other Rishonim hold this machlekes regarding everybody. So now let's understand what's going on here. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rebbe, let's talk about Rebbe, he says once a year. Where does he get this idea of once a year? Yalev, he learns out from Bate Ari Chaimah. It says over here, Yamim, it says days, and by Bate Ari Chaimah, you sell a house within a confined city. Over there it says, exactly. It says over there in the Pasuk that Yamim Tiagulasa, you sell it to the end of the year, Yamim Tiagulasa, you can redeem it. And how long can you buy back before we say you forfeit your rights to the house? 1 year. So it says the Yamim, and Yamim means an entire year. So here also, when it says by Nazir, Yamim, it means an entire year. Yeah.
What does Rashi say for Yamim when Eliezer
says
that one?
Yamim Ma'asa. It says Yamim Ma'asa. It means a year.
It means, also means another 10 years.
Sorry.
Yomi moy also, so the also means 10 years.
No, 10 months. He said he can't. Doesn't make sense to ask for a lot. Ask for, and, you know, the other way around. What's it? Whatever it is, it means a year. But here's from halacha. Okay, so the Gemara. Rebbe himself said, "En yamim pchusim mishnayim." That yamim means 2 days. That means that if you sell your house, you have to wait at least 2 days before you can start negotiating it back. You have to wait 2 days. And he learns from the word that yamim means you have to wait 2 days. But it says at the end of the year, yamim tigulasa. Yam means wait 2 days before you start buying it back. So yamim means 2 days, not a year. So the Gemara says, what's the purpose of the shava? Tell you that a nazir oilam is stricter more than a regular nazir, and when his hair is too heavy, that's when you take a haircut. You have a choice of dashing yami means a year, or dashing the yami means 2 days. Which one do you think means that his hair is too long and he needs to take a haircut? Obviously, the year, not 2 days. Therefore, we can't learn means 2 days. Maybe yami means 2 years. Where do you find that? It says, it says that at the end of 2 years, Pari had his dream. It says yamim, and it says shnasayim, 2 years. So we see yamim can mean 2 years. So maybe that's how long an oval nazir should wait before there's a haircut. And to the Gemara, donin yamim she'ein imohin. We make a shava, we take the word in isolation. We take the word yamim, that it does not have any other associated words with it. She'ein imayim shanim. Doesn't have the word shanim next to it. Mi yamim she'ein imayim shanim. But doesn't have the word shanim next to it. V'yachir, don't bring me exer shav zeh she'yesh imay shanim. In this pasuk where it says that Pari dreamed 2 years on, it says shnosayim yamim. It says shnosayim. That's an extra word. We are looking at the word yamim in isolation.
So the exer shav is saying both parts have to be equal. Can't compare unequal things.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so therefore, he can't learn from this. Says the Gemara, okay, maybe it means 30 days. The Chesiv, it says, we find that also 30 days, the word, the Chesiv, it says, the Abishai gave was so upset that he asked for meat and all that. He said, Ad chodesh yamim, a month of days, you'll eat and then it'll come out of years and everything else. So we see yamim can mean a month. Says the Gemara again, there's a description here, chodesh yamim. When yamim with a prefix, okay. Donin yamim she'eini moem chadoshim, yamim she'eini moem chadoshim. We're learning about yamim in isolation on its own. V'al yoychiach zeh she'yeshim chadoshim. And you want to bring in over here something that has another word to it, chadoshim. V'eima v'hocha, says the Gemara, maybe let's learn from here. It says, mi yamim yamima. What happened was that after Yiftach killed his own daughter and he made that vow, the girls would come to the house and wail over there. It says they used to come every so often, 4 times a year. They came 4 times a year. So it says the expression, arbas yamim, 4 times a year. Yamim, if 4 times a year means every 3 months. So maybe a nazir olam takes a haircut every 3 months. Says the Gemara. Sorry? Yes, right. Barbanel says he just sent them out. thing. So they still keep, but she never came back. So they still went wailing because she disappeared, never came back.
It was an isolation.
Yeah.
Excommunication.
Excommunication, that's right. Says the Gemara, we want to learn, we want the exact words. By Yiftach's daughter, it says, over there, there's a different expression. Over there, it says, because the wording is different, we don't learn from there. Freddie, what a mind enough committee. Why be so pedantic? It has the exact same word. We have the famous Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said a number of places in Shas. It says, one pasuk, Vishova coin, the coin will return regarding leprosy. It says that he will return. And another pasuk says, Voha koyim. And the other says, he returns on the seventh day to see whether it's spread or not. And it says, the first time the coin comes and he sees that the leprosy spread. Right, we say it's a curse. Uva zui shiva zui bia. We learn out that the way he came and the way he returned, just like
so it's always the coin coming to the mitzvah, even though once it's shot.
No, that you have to scrape it out and give it 7 more days. So we hear also you scrape it out and give it 7 more days. We're learning shava shiva and bia. It's not the same word. Says you're right. We shouldn't have to. We don't have to be so pedantic when you don't have a choice. Hani mili hecha the leker the domel. There's no word. It's exactly the same. So therefore, that's how you learn. Abel hecha the leker the domel. We have a choice, either to learn from exact words, that's an exact replica, or to learn a word that's slightly different. There's no question. Midadomile alfina. You know, we can learn out from the word that's exactly the same, rather than miyamima or chaydish yamro, that kind of stuff. Ikirami, another reason why we learn from Yitro's daughter, you know why? All it says in the pasuk is they went there 4 times a year. But how do you know? Who told you went there after every 3 months? Maybe they went one. Maybe in the summer they went 3 times. They only went once. All we know is that every year they went 4 times. Ikirami, menoyed. And how do you know? The chol plosa yarchin chadzim. No, I know they went every 3 months once. Dilma abozim no b'shasa. Maybe they went 4 times throughout the year. For example, Arbo Yarchin Chazim, after 4 months they went once, and Tre Yarchin Bechazim, another occasion, they went after 2 months. So you can't learn from there the din of a Nazir, how long he has to wait. A Nazir Oilam, before you take a haircut, you can't learn from Yiftach's daughters. Okay, that's, so that explains Rebbe why Yomim Mim, he says a year.
The other thing is also, he didn't bring the Hodis Avodah Zer, and we added the Yomim Mim, say every day in Kaddishli, which is
there once a year. Okay, yeah, true, yeah. So Rabbi Nohayroyim and Megalech Achas Lashem Rabbi Nohayroy says you do once a year. My timer, what's his logic? Why once a year? Gabi koinim by koinim. We know the coin took a haircut every 30 days. Now, interesting is, where do you know the coin took a haircut every 30 days? That itself you learn from Paragodliya, you learn it from Nazir. But we can't learn directly Nazir Oilam from Nazir. We need to go round about. Nazir Oilam, we learn from something else where heavy hair is an issue, which is by koinim. They took a haircut every 30 days, and it just happened to be that. How do you know about koinim every 30 days? Because they learned that from a regular nazir. The whole idea of nazir olim is the hair is too heavy, hair is too long. We allow him to allow him to take a haircut. Rabbi Yosef's third opinion: he believes megaleach me'erev Shabbos le'Shabbos, take a haircut every Friday. My ika beinel l'shar achoy. If a nazir olim takes a haircut every Friday, how is it different all other Jews? It seems in those days everybody took a haircut every Friday. Every Friday took a haircut. Expensive business. Obviously, they must have had, they didn't have the issues we have today. So if everybody took a haircut on Friday, what makes this guy a Nazir Olam? What makes him a Nazir? What distinguishes him from everybody else? So you know what? I'll tell you what distinguishes him from everybody else. Yom Tov Shecholi B'Emtze Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on a Wednesday, everybody's a mitzvah, you megalech erev Yom Tov to prepare yourself for Yom Tov. But he won't, because he only does Fridays. That's one difference. Everyone else takes a haircut, but he won't take a haircut. So that's one distinguishing feature between a Nazir Olam and everybody else. Quite interesting. Another difference is Inami or Ligaluche means Friday. When did you take a haircut? Everyone else took a haircut on Friday morning. He took it in close proximity to Shabbat Friday afternoon. Inami ligaluche min safra de maila shabbata, taking a haircut Friday, even though halach we don't want you to take it afternoon, but here if you're Friday, achoyi, everyone else megalchin, everyone else takes a haircut Friday morning. Iu, but he, when will he take his haircut? Le begalach ad panya, he will not take his haircut until the afternoon. Hani abayin shamay v'tayu, it says in the pasuk, Avshalom waited 40 years before he mounted his rebellion against his father. What's chesed 40 years? Rabbi Noroyim and Meshum Rabbi Yeshua. You know what it was? Leketz memshana sheshol and melech. The Jews asked for a king. as Shmuel Hanavi for a king. Shmuel Hanavi was already a king for 10 years. Shmuel was considered a king halachically. He was already a king for 10 years before then, prior. Then the Eden said, we want somebody.
He didn't have the title.
No, so then we want to have a real king. So then Shaul, I point to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi shared 3 years. Shmuel HaNavi is a half a year, and Shaul HaMelech was 2.5 years. And then David was a king for 37 years before he mounted rebellion. So that's 40 years from the day they asked for a king. And what exactly does that mean? The significance that is 40 years from that day, I'm not sure.
They asked for the wrong reasons, too.
That's something else. Tony, we learned, the year that they happened to ask for a king was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign. Of Shmuel's reign. That's when he decided to rebel. Okay. What the significance of the... I'm just telling you a historical fact. It was 40 years since the Eden asked for a king. Okay. Mishnah. Stam the Zidus Lamed Yoyim. An average, when a person says Nazir, we learned before already, we had in Mesech Darim, you can't have Naziris less than 30 days. But when you say, you don't nominate a time, you just say, I'll be a Nazir. Does that mean forever? What does it mean? 30 days. How do we know that? It says, how do you know? But after Mas, no, Makro, it says in the Pasuk, Kodeshia. It says in the Pasuk that you should be holy. So we dashin, what does Kodeshia mean? Years of the Steve, sorry, Gemach of years, 30. It should be 30 days. Okay, now the one is very interesting, Machlekis. Bar Poda says, you know why it's 30 days? Keneged Nazir Nizroi Ho Amurim B'Toyre. How many times it says in the Torah?
Just as well, even taking Gematria of Kodesh.
True.
I mean, it's a
Yiyah means you should be. Kodesh is holy, is a noun. Yiyah is the verb. So we're saying this is how many days you should be for.
It's a little bit of a Shvach.
Sorry?
This is the shortest Mishnah ever.
It looks like it. Bar Pod says, you look at how many times it says in the Torah the word Nazir or Nizroi, and total is Lamed Chaser Achas. That means according to Bar Pod, how long are you Nazir for? No, 29. Oh, sorry, 29. The 30 day you take a haircut, but 29 days you're a Nazir. Let's do Rashi. 5 lines at the bottom. Bar Pod in the Nazir, Ha'omer, the Pasha Nazir, Shein Lamed Chaser Achas, a total 29. And Rashi goes through all of them. So let's see if you remember all these psukim. Lindo, Ned, Nozir, Lahozir, Yazir, Nizra, Ned. That's very helpful, isn't he? There's no etc. here. Nizra, Yazir, Hezida, Nizra, Nozir. He doesn't bother to tell you where he found all these words.
Every time it's mentioned.
In the Torah, yeah. Nizra, Nozir, Hadi Lamid Chasar Achas, 29. Not actually, but the 30th. Nezir Elokov, like a Chasar. We don't count the Pasuk which says Nezir Elokov. If it's Ain Loshin, Azidus, El Loshin, that Torah. Then it means a crown. Kamea Targum. So really, it's 29.
Yeah,
because the Gemara is on this. Okay, so basically, the Machlek is according to Rav Masna, a Nozir is 30 days. According to Bar Poda, a Nozir is 29. What's going to be with our Mishnah? We'll see in a minute. Says the Gemara, right? And why? Because the 29 times have the word Nozir in the Torah. Says the Gemara. Why does he say that 30 days in the word year? Nami Nalev Menozin is it? Why doesn't he learn the same way? He says 29 times Nazir. Amalachahulu Drosha. A couple of words of Nazir is not extra. We need it for Drosha. And once you have a couple of words you need for Drosha, you no longer have 29 either. So you can't use it. What do you mean? For example, Miyayin Vesheikha Yazir. You should separate from wine and old wine. What did we learn yesterday? What do we, you need that pasuk for? I teach you that Lesa Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Ashuz. That even if you have a mitzvah, for example, you made a shvur, you'll drink wine, that you shouldn't because you're a nazir. So that's not extra to teach you how many days. We need that for that drasha. Or another pasuk, Ki Yafli Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir. Melamich and Azir Chalazir. We learned the fact that there's Nazir Lehazir, two words here, to teach you that if you said you'll be a Nazir, and then you said again I'll be a Nazir, you said I'll be a Nazir today, and then you said again I'll be a Nazir today, you don't say, oh, the second one is superfluous, you'll be a Nazir twice. So there's nothing extra here. So since two out of the Nazir we know for sure is not extra, who said the rest are extra? We no longer can learn from there. Says the Gemara, Ubar Pada, Nu Bar Pada, so how does he learn from there? 29. L'chayda, a couple of them you need for the Rasha. You're right, Potter. Amalach. You'll agree with me that not all of them for the Rasha. Some of them are extra. Since some of them are extra, why are they written? Only to teach you something. What did it teach you? How many days? So then we'll use all the Nazirim that says there to use in, the aggregate is how many days you have to be a Nazir. They're all for minyan. Rashi, top of the page. That's what it is. Because why would it's extra? Why the Torah is so many times repeat itself, Nazir, 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 it's extra. Teach you something. So we're saying, teach you how many days to be a Nazir. Let's do Rashi. Don't you agree there are some chad menai, also it's not for the Rosh Hashanah? Since you're going to tell me that some of them are extra, and it must be only to tell you how many days, even those words Nazir, which you want to learn a drasha from, will also be used to tell you the number of days. Says the Gemara, okay, tonight we just learned in our Mishnah, Stam Nezidish Loishim Yaim. What does our Mishnah clearly say? When the person says, I'll be in Nazir, how long is he in Nazir for? 30 days. What's going on about Potter says 29? He's being Shleimel Rav Masna Nicha. He says 30 days, so it makes sense. El Bapada Kasha. Bapada is a problem. Oh, my love, Bapada, no, it isn't. 29 days you're Nazir, but when do you end your Nazir? It's the 30 day. I did the Ike Yom classes. Since on the 30th day, the Megalech is when you take your haircut. Umevi Kabanites of that's when you bring your Kabanas. When he says Tam Naziris 30, it doesn't mean that 30 days you have to observe Naziris. 29 days of the Naziris. 30, you bring your carbon. And the Nafkamina would be that at the 30th in the morning, you decide to drink wine. So according to Rav Masna, you're still a Nazir, you just breach your Naziris, you got to start all over again. You know, and so on. Not the, sorry, if you went to the cemetery, you got to bring you know the carbonis for that, and then you got to start all over again. According to my father, it's over as soon as the 29 days over. Over, you just have an obligation to bring carbonis. Rashi. True, but if you did, nothing happened. Yeah, you don't start again. That's later the Gemara. He doesn't believe. As we'll soon see. Not at all. No, you don't. If you drink wine, you're just not very good, Malchus. It's only when you go to cemetery that we say that you came. Tell me. Start all over again. Yami Yiplu Rashi. It's not Nami Yare. You know, we've got three or four lines at the top. Doma, Shleishim, Hain, Dukam, Hashem, Galech, and Shleishim, Echa, 31, Hain, Lachim, Leish, Menisei. According to Ramas, you understand, 30 days, you're Nazir, and then you take care of everything 31st. El, Bar, Pod, Doma, Ike, Nazir, Lai, Vachavtes, Lechayre, since that the whole Nazir is 29 days. Chavtes, yeah, in Bishleishim, but you got 30, you got to take a haircut. Get back to your mother. This Rashi is actually on the next Gemara. Sorry, yeah? Right. The Torah says nothing. The Torah doesn't say anything.
By repeating it 29 days,
29 times. Yeah, in part of sentences. And it had to say that sentence anyway. Just this word is extra. Okay, Tanah, we learn. Okay, so we basically 30 days in the Naziris or 30 days when you clean up your Naziris. Tanah, I'm going to ask a question. We'll learn later in the Mishnah. Misha Omar Hareini Nozir. If a guy says, I'll be in Nozir, when should he take a haircut? Megaleach Yoim Shloishim Ve'echad. What does that sound like? Yeah, 30 days in the Naziris and the 31st take a haircut. According to Bar Poda, 29 days in the Naziris and the 30th day is when you take a haircut. What's going on here?
Haircut and Kabbalah?
Yeah, yeah, the same thing. You put the hair under the curb, you know, under the dude over there. We'll see later. The kabbalah how it works. So bish leimel arav masanicha. 30 days in zilis, 31st you take a haircut. El barpod the kasha. Barpod says the 30th day is when you take a haircut. Rashi. Now we understand the Rashi. Four lines on top. Damash leishim 30. Hain dekam megalech. Yom shleishim echad. The 31st you take a haircut. The hain yul acham leis min zilis. You finish. You complete in zilis. El barpod the amar says ik in zilis lahavia luchav tesiyim 29 days. Nu bish leishim ibay legalech. When do you take a haircut? On the 30th day, not 31st. Says the Gemara, Amalach Bapada, very interesting. Bapada comes along and says that even though I hold the Zidus 29 days, you'll soon see, you take a haircut the 31st. Why? What's the logic in that? 29 days in the Zidus and you wait till the 31st to take a haircut. So he said, before I explain you my answer, look at the end of the Mishnah and you'll see on the contrary, supports my case. What does it say there? Amalach Bapada, Ema Sefer, look at the end of the Mishnah. It says there, what happened to the Eved Im Gilach? If you actually did take a haircut on the 30th day, yotzer ya yotzer. Now, according to you, that 30 days is Nazir. You took a haircut in the middle of your Naziris. How can it be good? You have no, the missions make sense. According to me, it makes sense. That since Nazir is 29 days, you took a haircut on the 30th day, it's all right. But lechatchila, I want you to do the 31st. So the mission is me. Now you want to understand why. Why lechatchila do you got to wait another day? I'll tell you why. Ela Seifa Misayele, the end of the Mishnah supports me. Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah. Nase Ka'im Shleimin. It's as if he said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 complete days. Even though he didn't say that, it's as if he said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 complete days. In other words, what happens if he would have said, I want to be a Nazir for 30 complete days? Which it seems that was quite common that people did that. He would have to wait till the 31st. So we make a gzeira that every Nazir, even though you end your Nazir as 30 to 29 days, wait till the 31st. However, if you did on the 30th, no problem. But the Evid. Wait till the 31st. Rashi. You should wait to take a haircut till the 31st day. But he didn't say it. It's as if he said 30 days or 30 whole days. But he didn't say it. It's because so many people said it's taken for 30 days. So therefore, we make a gzeira d'rabbanan. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan. However, if he didn't observe it and he did a 30-day haircut, no problem. Okay, so that explains. Now we understand about Pada. On the contrary, the Mishnah supports about Pada because the Mishnah says, B'diyevet, the 3rd day, Yaitse. Now we got a problem with Ramasna. Ramasna says he got to be in Nazir for 30 days. How does he understand the end of the Mishnah, which says, B'diyevet, Yaitse? Freddy Gemara. Ooh, Ramasna, Kash is safer. Of course, Ramasna got a problem with the safer. Answer the Gemara. Kesavar, he holds Miktsis Hayem Kikulai. No, you're Nazir for 30 days, but just like Shiva. Just like Shloshim by this. 30 days is your Shloshim, but in the morning of the 30 days, it's ready for the 30 day happened. Over here also. Your 30 days are Nazir, but the morning of the 30 day, you can bring your Kabbanis and everything else. Bidiyevid. Kilachatchil, we want you to wait the full, you know, the 30 days expire. He also be saying Kikulai. Says, what about Tanan? We learned in another Mishnah. But now we learned, Hareini Nazir Shloisha Yom, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days. It says in the Mishnah clearly, Im Gilach Yom Lamed Lo Yatsa. You're telling me, Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi. There's a Mishnah clearly later on that says that if you say, I'll be a Nazir for 30 days, if you took a haircut on the 30th day, you are not Yatsa, which Sulchayda seems to say, that you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi. So how you limp shot? Answer the Gemara, that's talking about Ba'im Shleimin. You clearly said there 30 whole days. Because you added the word Shleimin, we know, when do we say Mikzah Yom Kula Yistam Say Nazir or 30 days? Okay. But if you say 30 whole days, you got to wait till 31st. Rashi. Four lines in the wide lines. In this case, you have to complete what he said. You have to take a haircut after you finish. The Havale it is, as if a guy said, I'll take a haircut and for 100 days. The Moina Meya Yom Yom Limam, you got to count 100 days, including today. The Hodim Megalech, and then you take a haircut after the 100 days, the 101st day.
Yeah,
if you start 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's day number one. But the end, if you say clear a full 100 days, then you got to wait till. It's over. Yeah. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah later on. Mishan Noza Beis Naziris. The guy said it'll be 2 Naziris. He said, I'll be a Nazir today. I'll be a Nazir today. What do you do? You have to be a Nazir twice. It's not, you know, you can't be a Nazir for 60 days because that's only 1 Naziris. You got to be Nazir and start again. So how do you do this? So the Mishnah spells it out. The 31st day is when you take a haircut on the first one. Sounds like, who's right? Rav Masna. You're Nazir for 30 days. 31st day, take a haircut. But the second one, you do the 61st day. Why? I will soon see why. Because the 31st day, when you take your haircut, which ends the first Naziris, is also the beginning of the second Naziris. So the 30th day, when you finish the first Naziris, also becomes the beginning of your second Naziris.
But your second one can't start until the first one finishes.
You finish. 30th, you finish. You make the name Kula. We'll see. Make the name Kula. So you finish the 30th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 2:30, you start your next one. Now, Bishlem Lamasna, I understand why the 31st day, Nich. Elabar Pod the Kasha, Bar Pod the why 31st day. It's the same question we had before, and we give the same answer. Says the Gemara, Amalach Rapada, Eima Sefer. Look at the end of the Mishnah. It says, Im Gilach Ezer Shena Yem Shleishim, but the Eved, if he did on the 30 day, Megalech Ezer Shena Yem Shleishim. It says clearly here that by the Eved, he took a haircut on the 30 day is good enough. Which means that your whole Nazirus, again, we're going to go through Mixer and Kula. Right now, we don't know Mixer and Kula, but so we say what? The 30th day means 29 days in Nazirus, and the 30th day you take a haircut. Why do we want you to take a haircut 31st? Because the Xer, we said before. Ella Seifa Misayeli. Why? But you start the second one when you take your haircut. You can start your second one taking a haircut. That's right. And 29 days. And the 30 day, we'll see in a second. Ella Seifa Misayeli Reisha. You know why in the Reisha L'chatchila we tell you the 31st? But Oimer Shleimim. You clearly said 30 whole days. So therefore, this is the exact same answer we had before in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ulra Master Kasha. What's a Master going to do? Sefer, why in the Sefer, but the Eved, the 30 days, all right. Amalach Ramasli Kiritani Sefer. Yom Shleishim, Oyle Lekan, Ulekan. So again, Mitzvah Yom Kikule. The 30th day is Taka, 30 day Naziris, but not a full day, even a half a day. And then you start, your next Naziris on the 3rd day. Nu, Mahi, so you, what are you teaching me? Mitzvah Yom Kikule. Amalach Chadaz, you just said it a minute ago, not other Mishnah. No. Maute, I would have thought, Hani Mili Li Inyan Chad Naziris. I would have thought that Mitzvah Yom Kikule will only work on the end of the Naziris. Abol Lishtaini, to be the end of one and the beginning of the next, like to have two Naziris and not function the same day, it's like hard to disassociate. If today is considered the last day of the first Naziris, how can it be the first day of the second Naziris? The Chiddush is, yes, you can have part of the day to finish one Naziris and the other part of the day to begin to commence. And that's the Chiddush here. Kamash Shalom. We do use Mitzvah and Kikule in many dinim. Yeah, unless you say, like, if you clearly said shleimim, then you can't say it. Use it by shiva, use it by shleishim, use it here.
Yeah, but not only to end, not to begin.
Oh, the chiddush is, the beginning also. If you say two and a half, then I want to be a nazir. So when do you start your first day?